I'm Oliver Conway with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up, we hear from our correspondent at the centre of the conflict in South Sudan as civilians there flee. A member of the Free Syrian Army describes how his comrades are now fighting not just the government, but fellow rebels linked to Al-Qaeda.
When we fight the regime, we are prepared to die. We are happy.
Also in our podcast, how a footballer has attracted global attention by coming out as gay. Why more and more young people in Britain are avoiding alcohol. But first, as fighting continues in South Sudan, government troops have been advancing towards the northern rebel-held town of Bentiu. This lies in the country's oil-producing region, Unity State. Conflicts erupted across South Sudan last month, and talks to end the violence have made little progress. The fighting in and around Bentiu has brought fear and upheaval for local civilians.
It's just got light here, and we went into the town, as the sun was setting last night, the scene was of thousands of people making their way out of Bentiu to the south, heading away from the area that the government is advancing from.
Here in Britain, many people have a stereotyped image of the nation's teenagers as being unable to socialise without drinking, often heavily. But in fact, the number of young Britons who drink alcohol has actually been going down for the past 10 years, and drug use has also seen a similar decline.
It's Monday night, it's midnight, and I'm outside the Mink Club in Leeds.
The big reduction has been in underage drinking. In 2001, 26% of 11 to 15-year-olds said they'd drunk in the last week. In 2011, that had gone down to just 12%.
I think there are three main factors that attribute to this decline. The first is the fact that alcohol is becoming more difficult to obtain for younger people. Shops and pubs are much better at challenging young people and asking for ID. The second is the fact that we see the rise of awareness campaigns. And the third is the rise of social media and technology, smartphones, iPads, which are really acting as a kind of diversion for young people.
We know there is a growing group of young people who don't drink for religious or cultural reasons.